Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tony Cloninger. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Swanson. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Rose reaches third base with a triple. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. May moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is hit by the pitch. May moves to third. Bench moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Reds. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bench scores. Perez moves to second. It's 4-0, Reds. Howie Reed now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to third. Staub moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. May moves to second. It's 5-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Bench moves to second. It's 6-0, Reds. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Bench moves to third. Perez moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Howie Reed. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Dan McGinn now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 0-for-1 in the game. Cloninger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. May strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground into left field. Gosger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gosger. Bradford goes all the way around to score. Helms moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Reds. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 0-for-2 in the game. Cloninger hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Day hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bench hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Reds. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Helms moves to second. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 0-for-3 in the game. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Corral is now catching. Johnny Bench now playing first base. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. John Bacabella now catching. Ron Brand now playing second base. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rose hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing right field. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cloninger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Helms reaches second base with a double. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Woodward now playing third base. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 0-for-4 in the game. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0-for-1 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bench hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Corrales moves to second. It's 12-0, Reds. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corrales scores. Bench moves to second. It's 13-0, Reds. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bench scores. Woodward moves to second. It's 14-0, Reds. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Sutherland reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 14, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.